Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And greetings, friends. Welcome aboard. I'm Pastor Greg. It's great to be with you. I am live. I'm doing great. Taking a little bit of time off and just refreshing. The Lord said it was time for me to do some refreshing, so I'm doing that. And but today I want to bring you a special live service from India, and we're going to reach out to Pastor Samuel at our home church there in India, where we are conducting our service today, and very excited about that. I'll be sharing my testimony a little bit, and then I'll also be sharing a word about overcoming, and then we'll be blessing our orphans. So I'm very excited about that also. Greetings from America. Can you hear me? Hello, yes, Pastor Samuel.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm so excited to be with you this evening. Many familiar faces and some brand new faces. It's exciting to see all of you. For those that have not yet had the opportunity to see my testimony, I want to briefly show you the miracle that God did in my life. I see my precious daughter Anjali.
Hallelujah.
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 So let me begin by sharing the screen. So in July of 2017, I was lying in intensive care because I had been in a terrible car accident. As you can see by this picture, they were feeding me through my nose and breathing for me through this tube. This is the vehicle that my daughter and I were driving in when the accident happened. We impacted this truck. We impacted this truck at 88 kilometers per hour. He had pulled across this highway in front of us. He was an older man and he was disoriented and he stopped his vehicle. But the result of that was there was nowhere for us to go, and so we impacted his truck so hard we knocked the cab off the frame. This is a picture of the severity of the damages to the driver's side of the vehicle. And you can see here how severely mangled the front end of the vehicle became. I started out in the passenger seat, but I dove to the driver's seat to save my daughter's life. The word of God says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped." Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Hallelujah. So in this picture, you see a windshield that is smashed inwards because of the tools from the back of the truck, along with the tool chest. The tool chest went over the top of the vehicle, and the tools came through into the vehicle. So I hit the steering wheel so hard that I flattened a portion of it with my face. And as I dove across the vehicle, I was knocking down tools with my hands. I remember hitting the tools until it hurt so bad I couldn't hit them anymore. You might notice that there's blood on the steering wheel, blood across the dash, and a puddle of blood in the seat. The reason that that blood is there is because I hit my face on the steering wheel. And so this is what I looked like when I was delivered to the hospital. And they gave me a 2% chance to live. But my wife, who is a woman of faith, said, no, he will live and not die. Psalms chapter 3 says, many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep, and I wake again because the Lord sustains me. And I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. And so this picture is a picture. The plastic is my nose, and this is an eye, and you can see where I have been de-scalped. They truly did a remarkable job of putting my face back together again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a picture of some of the x-rays. You can see that I broke the base of my skull, I broke my neck, and I broke my back. There's a scar where I had had the surgery on my broken back. In addition to breaking my skull, my neck, my back, and my face, I also broke both of my hands and both of my wrists, knocking down the tools. And here you can see where I broke my pelvis, my hip, and my femur. This is on my left leg. I also have a compound fracture of my tibia and my fibula on my left leg. And then on my right leg, I crushed the bottom of my right knee and the top of my right tibia. I crushed it so bad that I had to have this plate and screws and bone glue put in order to put it back together to give my knees something to rest on. I also severed all of the nerves and the main artery below my right knee. Here's a picture of me in the hospital bed, and here's a picture of my legs where they had the halos attached. As you can see in the third picture, my right leg is swelling very badly. The severity of the swelling made them do a fasciotomy on my leg in order to release all of the pressure and the fluid. They make this cut that you see, and they put a sponge and a tube in to suck out the fluid. And initially, every single morning, they would come in and they would take out the sponge and they would put in new sponge and put on a new tube, and it would hurt very bad. And so here is my progression from intensive care unit to acute care unit. And in the second picture, you can see me sitting up for the very first time. Now I'm going to show you something that I have not shown anyone yet. These are brand new pictures that I want to show you. This is the very first time that I ever came home from the hospital the week before they released me from acute care rehab. This young lady standing here was my physical therapist that had helped me in my recovery. Now, because of the fact that I still had recovery from the broken neck, I had to wear this brace. This was my arrival at home, and that's my daughter Colin helping me with my injured leg. You might notice that I have a pretty long beard. That's because they wouldn't let me shave it off. And so here I am coming up the ramp when I first got home. This is the ramp at my house. If you listen closely, you can hear the dog barking.
Oh, watch his arm. All right, Andy, calm down.
And so here I am sliding onto the bed. Back in those days, I had to use a board.
Is there a way you can grab that water?
And there I am, and this is my German Shepherd dog.
German Shepherd.
He had not seen me for 3 months. He was very excited to see his master. And so here I am giving him some attention. And now here I am sliding off of the bed and back into the chair as I get ready to leave and go back to the hospital.
All good, right?
Yep.
Thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
And here I am rolling out of my kitchen and into my living room. I can tell you that that was not an easy task.
All right. Coming out.
I could not put any weight on my right leg at this point. And my wrists were still healing, my right wrist especially. My family was so precious to me. They were such a blessing. I was having a difficult time. Hallelujah. Right here at my door, I got stuck because the wheels wouldn't go over the threshold. We finally figured out how to get me through.
Jackie, you hold this.
And here we go. Out the door.
Figure that out.
You can't do this. The dog's across the thing.
I'll get him over in a minute.
Okay.
I'll get him.
Guys, start rolling. Well, no, he can't start rolling. He might just...
I didn't know that my daughter Jackie had me.
Get your arms in. Your arms in.
Who has it? No, I didn't know anybody.
I know that, but I didn't want you to get your arms straight.
Oh, I didn't know that anybody had me.
And here I go down the ramp.
Do we have
I had not been home at this point in almost 3 months.
You can use your arms on the wheels, babe. There you go.
I can't break with my arms, but my hands not yet.
Well, I think it's like skiing. You kind of just turn to one side and then it...
Break with your feet.
Okay.
This is a little slick. This part's going to be slick when
it's rainy. We'll paint it.
How come they didn't?
I don't know.
That'll be dangerous.
And now here I am getting ready to get into the car to go back to the hospital. Again, as you can see, I'm not able to put weight on that right leg. And that young lady that's right behind me right now is Jackie, who was in the accident with me. You can see that she's doing quite well. And so I had to use a wooden board in order to be able to get in.
See the little clip in the front?
I know.
Yeah. We'll let you track some babies on there. You can see what's going on.
Are you locked down?
My family took such incredible care of me. I was in so much pain and I was on so much medication.
Okay. There you go. Now put your foot in. There you go. Upper body shape. And now. Carefully.
I think we need a bigger car.
We're going to go a little
the seat's not far enough back. The top of the seat's not far enough back.
Okay.
Remember we moved
for it. For when you go, yeah. We really like, Jackie, don't do it yet. It's okay. Gonna be hard to.
You're
going
to have to move the chair
more to
do
it.
I got to push up.
Don't you need to take the wood out?
Go ahead.
You can pull the wood out.
Pull it out, please.
There. The transfer board.
Yeah, pull it. There you go.
There. That was good. We're done.
Let's go. Go back. Try it.
And there is my precious putting away the wheelchair. And that is a picture of my leg as it's beginning to heal. And so that was my very first trip home to the house after the accident. Hallelujah. And this is after I had arrived at the house, and this is our first family picture together. I am so grateful that God gave me the family that I have. And this is a picture of my daughter Jackie getting ready to get married to her husband Isaac. From the time of the accident, which was July of 2017, until March of 2022, and here I am walking my daughter down the aisle. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait, I say, on the Lord, be of good courage, he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And here I am officiating their wedding. And here is a picture of our entire family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I want to show you, if I can. Now they told me that it would be impossible for me to ever walk again. They said that it would probably be more likely that I would not even be out of bed for 5 years. And yet, I have been preaching in India since 2019. Hallelujah. And together we have planted nearly 800 churches. We have put in 41 freshwater bore wells. We have started 3 sewing schools for widows. All glory to God. And so how has the Lord grown us? We've shared the testimony that you just saw. The Word of God tells us that by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, we find that in Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Now this comes in Revelation 12 with a great warning. And we are seeing evidence of this right now. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath. Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the second part of how we have grown the ministry. Is we have preached repentance of sin. The Word of God says that the groomsman is coming for a bride unblemished.
Lara اپنی دلہن نو نال لے جائے گا ہللویا
And the glory of God dwells in the place where sin does not abound. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, it says that he might present it to himself a glorious church.
اور اسی علی پتری پانچ دی بھی روچ لکھیا ہویا ہے
not having
ساڈے پربھو اسی مسیح دے نام تے پرمیشر دا پتا دا سدا دھنواد کرو
not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing
اور اسی ایک ایسی دماغ بننا ہے جنوں جتے کوئی چھری یا کوئی داغ نہ ہوے
But that it should be holy and without blemish. And so we preach sanctification through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We preach transformation. We preach the crucifixion of the old man and the resurrection of the new. And we present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto our Lord Jesus Christ, which is our reasonable service.
ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਤੇ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੂੰ ਮਨ ਭਾਉਂਦਾ ਬਲੀਦਾਨ ਚੜਾਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੋ ਸਾਡੀ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਲਈ ਰੂਹਾਨੀ ਤੇ ਆਤਮਿਕ ਬਲੀ ਹੈ
so that we might come boldly before the throne in our time of need
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਲੋੜ ਦੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਦਲੇਰੀ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਦੇ ਸਿੰਘਾਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਆ ਸਕੀਏ
for the greatest enemy that we have is not anything that we can see
ਔਰ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੋ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਵੈਰੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵਾ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਆ
The greatest enemy that we have is sin itself.
ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵੈਰੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪਾਪ ਹੈ
But Jesus Christ has made the way by which we overcome sin.
ਪਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਇੱਕ ਰਾਹ ਕੱਢਿਆ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਅਸੀਂ
Look at Ephesians chapter 2 with me if you have your Bible. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1.
Ephesians 2 the first verse.
Perhaps I can share this with you. I know mine is in English, but we'll do our best. Ephesians 2 and 1 says, And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world.
ਅਰ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ